Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Peraton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Peraton.
Hey y'all, this is Amanda Shaw and you're listening to Floors Truly with Tina and Jeff.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Jeff with Floors Truly. Hey Jeff, happy Victory Monday.
It is a Victory Monday when everything feels right in the world, at least for the most part. That's always a good thing. And being here on a Monday, it's great to get that nice, fresh perspective looking back to yesterday. And I think that I am dying to get your thoughts.
Oh, it was a very good game. It was a great weekend, unless you are a Southwest customer. Not so great for you.
Or an LSU fan. But that's, you know, a different story.
Yes. Yeah, whole different story. Whole nother story for another show. Right. But yes, our Saints won yesterday. It was a great game. Unfortunately, we did have some injuries. We had Deontay Harris go out and also Taysom Hill with that terrible hit, which I still cannot understand how he was not ejected for hitting Taysom with helmet hit and got a concussion, and, you know, hope that he'll be okay and he'll be able to be back for the Seattle game. But yes, our Saints won. They are 3-2 going into the bye week. We are very optimistic that we will have a lot of our players back after the bye. Michael Thomas, big name that's on that list. Will Lutz, of course, kicking issues, which I addressed in our last show. I said we basically put a Band-Aid by signing Parkey on the boat and poked another hole in a boat. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
missed the extra points. So hopefully Will Lutz is doing really well and he can come back. And then, of course, we've got Eric McCoy and Teron Armstead and a bunch of guys on defense. But let's definitely talk about Jameis Winston.
Winston. I'm so glad that we can actually talk about our quarterback instead of quarterbacks this week. And that's no offense to Taysom Hill. I think that it is a huge deal that we saw Jameis Winston the whole game. And I realize that that may not have been by design because of the injury Taysom sustained, but I think that we really got to see a good look at what this guy could do. And Tina, tell me that arm isn't one of the strongest we've ever seen in a black and gold uniform.
Oh, definitely. Going into this week, into our bye week, currently Jameis Winston has a 108.1 quarterback rating and a 12-3 touchdown to interception ratio. Can't ask for more than that. And the crazy part about it is we don't even have all our weapons on offense.
No,
so
we
if
don't.
We're doing this and we can stay healthy, Jameis Winston, I think, is our answer.
The future looks very bright right now.
Yes, sure. He has not done anything to make me think otherwise. He's saying and doing all the right things. And then yet, even after that great game yesterday, afterwards, if you listen to his press conference, he said, you know, we need to get better. I need to do more. I need to do this. And yes, he did throw that interception. But if you go back and watch, and I even tweeted about this morning on my Twitter account, Pete stepped on his ankle. It's a wonder Jameis could even walk straight yesterday.
It really is.
And I'm not even going to get into Pete, but that was the reason.
Both of those turnovers were not Jameis Winston's fault. The offensive line was responsible for both. And I think that's an important note to make, because as I was watching the fumble that Jameis had, Jameis has no time in the pocket and he
collapsed around him and he didn't see what was going on.
He's doing what we need him to do, which is be vertical. It collapsed around him. And he was even trying to make something happen without trying to force it too hard, which we've seen from him before. But there was no way that we can hold against him that hit and knocking that ball out. He had no time. And look, he's got to work on some security issues, but we know he's going to grow into this position. And I think we're seeing that growth week to week. When Michael Thomas is back running routes and you've got Marcus Callaway still running out there, on top of all the other growing quickly weapons that we are developing on that offensive scheme, this team could be really dangerous come November.
And I'm not trying to disrespect our receivers, but honestly, other outside of New Orleans, nobody knows these guys. Don't know their names. They know Callaway now after yesterday's performance and last week. But outside of New Orleans and Saints fans in this area, nobody knows these guys' names. I mean, who's he throwing to? And Alvin Kamara, he's really our lone running back right now.
Right.
Because we've got an injury with Tony Jones Jr., who's on IR. So I mean, honestly, but I really am feeling very optimistic about this team. The defense was playing really well yesterday, and we're missing key guys on defense right now. We're missing Crawley. We're missing Quan. They should be back. I think all the pieces, and hopefully Will Lutz, when he comes back, will be 100%. I'm hoping that they're holding him out for that reason. Because, you know, we've had tendencies before in the past with players trying to rush back with injuries. So I hope he was eligible to come off of IR. I hope that that's the case, that they're just holding him out till he's 100%. But if he comes back and he's the guy that, you know, we've had the last couple of seasons, think about this. We got the offense that's starting to gel. Jameis is gaining confidence. He's got our key players back. The defense is starting to really come together. And then we get special teams under control. I mean, we've got a complete team here.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not going out and saying, hey, look, we're going to destroy in the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl. But I mean, the future doesn't look as bleak as a lot of people thought when Drew Brees retired. And I talked about this before. I said, you know, the Saints fans have gotten over Drew Brees not being here. Most of them. Drew is retired. He's moved on. He's doing great on NBC. I watched him last night. But here's the thing. We needed to focus on what this team was going to do and build around Jameis. And that's what I kept saying. I said, you know, I felt like Sean Payton just didn't know what life after Drew would look like. And you were seeing glimpse of that. We saw it last week and we saw it 2 weeks before with Carolina when everything and anything could have went wrong. But Jameis Winston has the talent. If everybody gets behind him and motivates him and has confidence, he's going to be just fine. He's got the arm. That's something we haven't seen in the last two or three seasons.
That's very
and
true.
I said, all on, I said, let him cook. Let right. Jameis cook. Get that ball downfield. Let those receivers, you know, get separation and get down the field and throw that ball. Callaway yesterday, 3 touchdowns. I mean, just phenomenal game for those two together. They're really building some chemistry. I'm excited to see what happens when Michael Thomas comes back. Man, oh, man, oh, man. We know what Thomas could do.
Right.
So
right.
With a quarterback.
It really opens up a defensive secondary like nothing else if you've got all of these weapons that are at your disposal. And we're watching Jameis learn that process of checking down if that vertical man isn't available. And that's a very important thing for us to watch him develop all the way down to Alvin Kamara. So we saw last week where Alvin Kamara was not targeted. That was the first time in his career he had not been targeted. This week, we saw him targeted several times, and we're seeing him getting that separation and that jiving with Jameis as well. And that's why I say you really are now developing the picture. And quite frankly, I think it was hard to keep developing that picture. The more that you're trying to interchange your quarterbacks while you're trying to develop your main guy, I think ultimately that's been detrimental to the team. And Taysom Hill, while I hope he has a quick return and I am ready to see him back against Seattle as much as anybody else, there could be a silver lining that maybe we don't risk him that way going forward and we really keep the focus on Jameis. I think that's really got to be something we see from Sean Payton, because the Sean Payton Drew Brees stuff wasn't built overnight. Felt like it, but it wasn't. And there was a good article that was out this weekend about that, but we have to expect that timing, that coddling of creating a game plan for Jameis Winston is going to keep happening.
And Jameis was even asked about it in a post-practice press conference. And he said, he gave the perfect answer. He said, the plan with Drew and the chemistry wasn't built after 4 games. He's like, I don't expect that to be the same with me. It was something to that effect. And he's right. And like I said, fans have gotten over it. I mean, yes, we miss Drew. We love Drew. We'll always appreciate what he's done for this team and for the city, but he's no longer our quarterback. So, you know, here's a point where, hey, Jameis Winston is doing everything that we're asking of him. He's saying the right things. He wants to be here. He's embracing the city. He's got the numbers, like I said, 108 and 12 and 3. I mean, you know how many teams in the league would kill for that right now?
Exactly.
So Everybody needs to get behind him, team, players, coaches, build around him, and let's go. Let's roll. See what happens. Seattle's a tough place to play to begin with. Now, of course, the dynamic has shifted a little bit because Russell Wilson is out for 8 weeks. So we're going to see Geno Smith behind center, but it's going to be interesting still, because at that point, is Michael Thomas back? Is that his first game back? We've got 2 weeks to see what's going to happen. It's going to be very interesting. And I'm ready for the stretch, because I want to see this complete team. We have not had a complete team at all since the season started.
I'm
ready to see what this team can do.
And I think you put these 2 weeks into game planning for that Seattle game, because that is your last opportunity to tweak your team before the big Halloween game against Tampa Bay. And that is a massive thing that you've got to prepare for, because first of all, you've played 5 games. One of those was at home and you lost it to a team that is not very good, first of all. But secondly, you've got to be prepared not only for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are in the lead in the division right now with Carolina, who are playing solid football, and you know all the attention that Tom Brady's going to get. And there was that Breeze Brady stuff that's happened last year, but that's not the case anymore. The Saints need to be ready to make a statement in Seattle and follow up right behind that by going, we're going to show you what we do at home. That's going to fall on the defense, because my concern right now is on the defensive line. They are stopping the running game, but that pass rush isn't what it needs to be. And we're watching the secondary really prevent the defense from collapsing, which is something that's very odd for us to say. I think we're always worried about the secondary, but we're seeing much better play on that end of the ball. I hope it continues. I hope the defensive line finds the ways to get the right pressure. And I hope our offensive line can start giving Jameis the protection he needs, because if you do, and you do run that vertical football, this team is going to be very dangerous again.
And I think with that game being at home on Halloween, New Orleans, we talked about this before, is such a huge city for that holiday to begin with. Hopefully the Saints fans will be more motivated for this game, because the game against the Giants in the Superdome was very lackluster. Hopefully attendance will be, it'll be a packed dome that day. Fans will be into it. And the atmosphere of what we call dome field advantage will be back, because it definitely wasn't there and hadn't been actually for a couple of home games over the last season.
That's very true. And look, we're dealing with a lot of different things, but I'm going to repeat over and over, fans, you don't do the wave when the team's on offense, ever. Get that out of your head. And a lot of those regular fans, a lot of you season ticket holders, need to make sure you're showing up. I don't care. Look, do what you got to do. Get in the dome, because if you think you don't make a difference, last week proved it, and we got to be ready on Halloween.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. And it's going to be a fun game. Give you a chance to dress up, get out, go down French Quarter, support some of our local restaurants and some of our local bars, because it's 3:25 kickoff. So it's time for you to get down there early, go have a good time and tailgate, and then show up at the dome, be loud and proud and represent, so we can hear you on television. Because last week, non-existent.
No, and don't get me wrong.
I actually believe it was louder in Washington with the Hoodats that traveled to the game yesterday than it was in the Superdome at Punk's last.
I noticed that as well. But I'll say this about, you know, noon games are always tough in New Orleans because of the culture that we live in. Saturday night's a big night to go out and listen to some music or go out to the local bar with your buddies. It's tough to play a noon game because you really got to get up and kind of start doing your pregame fueling almost at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. These afternoon games, that 3 o'clock, that is a great time to really get yourself primed up, ready to go, and to make a difference, because it does make a difference. The fans last week were not present. They were there in the seats, but there wasn't the noise. There wasn't the banging on the rafters. There was none of that. And we got to change that plan if we want this team to succeed. You can look at all the factors that have caused this team to maybe underperform at home so far in the one game, but so many of them aren't even on the field. And I don't think really any of them are behind center on the team. So all the excuses you want to make, you make a part in this team if you're a season ticket holder or if you go to the games. Make the difference the right way. I gotta stress that to the fans, because they've always told us and we've always proven that we are a part of what happens on that field.
Oh, without a doubt. It's caused, I mean, so many issues over years with games and opposing teams were, you know, talk about it after the game. I mean, in fact, for the longest time, I don't know if it's still in the Saints locker room, there was a quote from Brett Favre when Brett Favre played in the Superdome about how loud it was and how distracting it was. And a team used that like as motivation. And you'd see him on the sidelines. You'd see Cam Jordan on the sidelines, standing up, you know, getting the crowd going. And it just wasn't there last week. So, yes, I hope the fans are back in full force and loud and proud on Halloween. We will need it because, of course, we are playing Tom Brady and his Bucks, and they are on top of the division right now. Like I said, they're 4-1. And, you know, with Tom Brady, how he is, you have to get in his head early. He gets frustrated. He gets stressed. You see him on the sidelines pouting, angry, screaming, yelling, cursing. So our defense needs to be, you know, at the top of their A game, and we need everybody back healthy for that game. So it's going to be exciting. We've got a great stretch all the way down. Me personally, I'm excited for the Tennessee game because that's one game I've been always wanting to go to, the Titan Stadium in Asheville, and it's a beautiful area, and that's, we used to go there all the time, and the Saints are playing on the road next month there. So yeah, we've got some great games coming up. And of course, Atlanta, I mean, we make jokes about the Falcons, but they're a division rival for a reason. They do sometimes give us a hard time. So I would hate to see us come back and, you know, beat Seattle, beat Tampa, and then, you know, lay an egg against Atlanta. So the hard stretch, we've said this since day one of the schedule, is coming up. Get our guys healthy. Please stay healthy and see what happens. We got a lot to build on. I'm optimistic more than I have been, and we'll just see what happens.
I think we're going to be in good shape. And I think it's really kind of all the other factors that are really going to find, this is the make or break time. You solidify what you do, or you find out that maybe you just can't be enough. And I tell you,
like you the know, whole saying is, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
It's how you finish. And of course, you know, we have been under really hot weather so far. We've got a beautiful cool front that's going to come in on Friday. The high on Saturday is 80. The high on Sunday is 75. Beautiful yes. weather for this weekend. The Saints are off. There is going to be a lot of stuff going on in town because the weather's beautiful. We're now officially in festival season. This was supposed to be Jazz Fest. And of course, Jazz Festing in Place is happening again right now for the first, what was going to be the first October Jazz Fest. That, of course, did not make it. But we've still got other things going on around town, right?
Yeah, Jazz Festing in Place started last Thursday, ran through yesterday on Sunday, starts again this Thursday. Great lineup. Former guest of the show, Amanda Shaw, is in the 11:30 hour. And then we have Pete Fountain. Everybody here in New Orleans loves Pete. And he's going to be at 1:30 time. Then, of course, on Friday and Saturday, we've got Al Hurt. We got Luther Kent, Dave Matthews Band, which people are like, wait, Jazz Fest? Dave, yes, Jazz Fest is known for having some major headliners over the years. So we have Dave Matthews Band, and I know that's a really popular one. And then on Sunday, it closes out from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and they close out with the Neville Brothers. And then at, right before that at 5 p.m. is Bruce Springsteen. Yep. So there is a really great lineup this weekend. And I know I talked about her before, Rhiannon Giddens, who was on Nashville. She was one of their guest stars, I think, for about 9 or 10 episodes one season. She's also performing. So check her out on Saturday. Great lineup. Support them. I tweet it out every day. I tweet the schedule. So if you're following me on social media, you can see the lineup because it starts at 11 and ends at 6:30. Get outside, do some yard work, barbecue, watch the LSU games. The Saints are off on Sunday. Or you can go check out some of the events that are going on in the city, because it's NOLA by NOLA Fest.
NOLA by right, NOLA Jeff? Fest is a very interesting concept. So what happened was, and anybody who's a Jazz Fest regular knows that there's always, the festival isn't just at the fairgrounds. It goes into every music venue in the city at night and all the way through the night. And so many times, I have a couple of times during Jazz Fest been to some of those shows that start at 2 a.m. I remember one year going to Big Sam at 4 a.m. on Frenchman Street, and you talk about a throwdown that happens at that time. Well, those programs were already set in place. The clubs were ready to really make that money around Jazz Fest. It didn't work out. Jazz Fest had to nix the program, but NOLA by NOLA was born to help the music community, the artists, the musicians, the clubs, the hotels, the restaurants, the whole thing, to still have that programming that could still be bringing you to the city and to participate in all these things. And I tell you what, this past weekend was chock full of shows that started all the way until 3 a.m. this weekend. The same thing is coming up all the way through the week this week and this weekend, just like it does in the evenings during Jazz Fest, except now we actually get some daytime programming as well. Great shows coming up. You can go to NOLA by NOLA on Google and pull up the schedule on neworleans.com. You can check us. We'll probably go ahead and put the link out there so you can get to it. But support the clubs, support the musicians, because those guys are really some of the ones that the last year and a half have affected the most. And we really want to see everybody do their part to help support that. The music in this town is something that I think far separates us from everything else. We talk about the food. We talk about the culture. We talk about Mardi Gras, all these great things. But the music is the tone of this city and the culture that we love, not just in New Orleans, but all across Southern Louisiana. I can't wait to go out, possibly starting tonight. I think there's a lot of good acts scheduled all during the week, and I'm going to try to make as many as I can. And some of them are free. If they're free acts, there is no reason to go out. So make sure you check them out. Find a show or two or three or 12 or 14, whatever you can find the time for, and make it.
There's something for everybody. And there's so many different bars that are participating and music clubs that are participating. I mean, we had Howie with Howling. That's a word tripper. Howie with Howlin' Wolf on the show. So Howlin' Wolf was participating. House of Blues, Tipitina's. In fact, I mentioned this on my Twitter account. Shorty Fest, Trombone Shorty. Everybody here in and out of New Orleans knows Trombone Shorty. He's performing at Tipitina's tonight. You got NOLA Brewing Company that's participating. Rockin' Bowl. Rockin' Bowl has been around forever.
Our friends Cowboy Mouth were there this past Friday. So, you know,
yes,
all part of NOLA by NOLA.
Kermit Ruffin's Mother-in-Law Lounge. I mean, the Orpheum Theater, the Metropolitan. There, even hotels are participating. The Sheraton downtown New Orleans. There are so many places you literally cannot blink without finding a venue that's going to have some great music. And like I said, it's not just jazz. There's something for everybody. It's jazz, blues, rock. Go out and support our local musicians. Go. In fact, you know what? Go out, make reservations, or go pop into a local restaurant, have dinner, and then go check out some music. Because like Jeff said, it's all night long, depending on where you're at. And me being a child of New Orleans and being around music my entire life, my dad's band, and when I perform myself, music is so uplifting and so fun, and you can't ask for a nicer weekend to get out. We complain about the weather, yes, all the time. Jeff and I talk about how hot it is, rainy. Fall here in New Orleans is a beautiful time. It really is. And when that humidity drops and those temperatures go down just a little bit, it's like something in the air just changes here. And it makes you want to get out and just celebrate and have a good time. And you want to dance because it's not 100 degrees. You know, you want to go out and celebrate. And this is a really good time to support these local businesses and these local musicians, because they have been suffering now for 19 months. So I'm excited that they're bringing this up. And I say in place of Jazz Fest, but I mean, nothing obviously will be in place of Jazz Fest. But I love that WWOZ is doing this. I've said that they need to continue doing festing in place even when Jazz Fest comes back for people that don't live here. And then if you're listening and you want something to do this weekend, don't fly Southwest to come to New Orleans, but jump on another airline or get a rental car and drive here and come check out NOLA by NOLA. And if you're here and you don't have plans this weekend, definitely there's tons of things to do. It will be putting the lineup online, so that way you don't have to dig all over the place, search for it. But if you do want to go check everything out, because we obviously are limited by characters on Twitter and Facebook, you can check out neworleans.com, NOLA by NOLA, or NOLA.com. And they have all the lineups and the venues that are participating.
Yeah, it's really a great time. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try to get out on Thursday and go see J.J. Gray and Mofro. I've seen them at Tipitina's before, and I've seen them at one of the, I think they played Jazz Fest in 2017. Fantastic, high energy, organ, like the whole works, brass music, organ music. They're a national touring act. They'll be at the Orpheum on Thursday for $35, which is a steal. And that's one show I think that if you're looking for a big act to go take in, that's going to give you some of that Jazz Fest feel, that's it. But outside of that, Big Sam, that event tonight at Tipitina's is huge. All kinds of people. Galactic, which is a fantastic band that not only plays a lot locally, is a national and global act. You know, Stanton Moore, the drummer, is a product of Brother Martin High School, and they have toured all over the world. Rolling Stone has ranked him in the 100 greatest drummers of all time. There are so many talented artists locally and both nationally who are coming in, find those shows, go on the site, check out the ones that are speaking to you, and go see them. That's the best way I can tell it to you.
And you mentioned you're going to go out Thursday night and go check out Nola by Nola, but don't stay out too late on Thursday, because on Friday we are recording a very special episode of Flourish Truly. I know we usually record on Tuesday and this week is a little off for us, but that's because we have a special guest joining us. Mike Detillier, friend of the show, who's been on a couple times before, is going to be with us on Friday. And we're going to be talking about, of course, the Saints, and we're on bye week this week, but also the devastation of his hometown and his community from Hurricane Ida, and what you can do to help, and what's going on down there and what they need. I know y'all, if y'all follow me, you've been seeing me post all the Louisiana Strong efforts and the different events and groups that are here in the community. But please don't forget about everybody in Southeast Louisiana that was affected by Ida, because these communities are still really hurting. They just now this week announced that they set up base camps for tents, and also temporary housing for trailers are just starting to come in. And I mean, this storm was 6 weeks ago, and there are still people without electricity, without internet. And I say internet like it's, oh, it's not a big deal, it's a luxury for us, but when you're trying to apply for assistance and everything now is online, imagine if your cell phone data is down and you have no computer and no internet. It's very hard to apply for anything, and then you sit on hold for like 3 hours trying to get DSNAP assistance, or you're trying to get a hold of somebody on FEMA because you've got a question about an application. So definitely check out the show with Mike this week. It's going to, like I said, a very special edition with him. We're really wanting to talk to him. I know if you listen to WWL over the last couple of weeks, it's really heartbreaking, the images and that I've been sharing, the things that he's been talking about. I mean, he's literally there on ground zero. So we're really excited to have him come on and talk about, you know, what's going on in his community and what they need and what we can do to help. And again, I want to thank everybody for joining us on this special Monday, Victory Monday edition of Flourish Truly. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Enjoy the bye week, get out, check out our local restaurants and bars. And as always, you can find us on social media. I'm Tina at The Nola Girl. And you can also check us out on Flourish Truly on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Louisiana Strong. And Jeff, you can tell everyone where they can find you as well.
Best way to get me is on the Twitter sphere at The Nola Rola is how you find me there. And of course, on Facebook, get at the Flourish Truly page and I will be happy to respond to you. Or you can look me up, Jeff Momus, M-A-U-M-U-S. You can't find me that way. I'm probably just on the move. That's it.
And thanks again for joining us. And we will see you soon on Flourish Truly. Bye week, baby.
Fall's coming.
That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Periton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Periton.